What would happen if I start taking steroids?
Oh, okay.
So that's not how spelling works.
I just got exposed.
So you did 8 hours of push-ups.
Trying to get like a summer body.
I like how everything you say, he's like, no, no.
But who's stronger?
The blue shirt guy.
Blue shirt guy.
Blue shirt guy.
Count tongue?
Yeah.
I'm a little scared.
You will probably die prematurely.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to it's been a while, man. I can't even pronounce it.
Try again.
Welcome back to Two Thirds, everybody. Today, I know things might look a little different, but in case you're listening, it might sound a little different too.
Yeah.
Why is that, Josh?
Because we are on the road.
Oh.
Kind of. Well,
yeah.
Actually, we had a plane journey, and also on the road.
Right. Welcome to Two Thirds on the Road. We are currently seated in a hotel.
Yes.
We were promised a studio.
Yes.
That's a conversation for later.
Yes.
But we're in a hotel, and we're here with a guest.
I mean, it looks nice. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, man. So Stan Brownie's with us here today. Health influencer, fitness, working out. I mean, can you do a little flex? Just, you know, doing a little fact check.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm a little scared.
So wait, tell us what you do.
I mean, I make a lot of fitness content online. Like you said, like it's a lot of challenges. It's like challenge-fy anything that's fitness and make it fun. Like when I started, a lot of people were doing very stale, like tutorial type of videos. And I really, really wanted to sort of change that. And
they were doing tutorials on how not to be fat.
Yes. Yes. I mean, kind of sounds cool. Like if you put it like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But yeah, that's what I do. That's what we do.
Well, and you're doing it well.
Thank you.
Because you've grown into a huge success.
And Jilly, you've done your research.
Millions of followers.
You know how many followers, right?
Absolutely. 3.2 million subscribers on YouTube.
That is true.
Really?
On the shorts. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got 700K subscribers on a Spanish channel.
As well.
And many, many millions of followers on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Dude, and I just want to say, right? Like, it's not even about the following. It's just your content's really good.
Thank you so much.
Like we're here seated with the Mr. Beast level on fitness influencers.
Oh,
his edits and like the dedication?
And after all of that, we drag him into our like dirty
shitty
hotel
studio,
room.
Yeah.
Actually, I've just realized we've got the orange light on, and that's not supposed to be on.
Oh no! We got bad lighting.
Hang on. We need to send the producer.
Ben?
Yellow spill.
We're gonna slap
spill.
Him.
Okay.
We're slapping him.
No, that's
boom.
There we go.
Okay.
Lighting.
Now it even
improved.
Looks more like a X-rated studio.
I know, right?
So one of the things that we like in our 30 seconds of research, apparently you were originally gonna be a gaming YouTuber.
Kinda, yeah. I really started out as a fanboy of PewDiePie.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah. I mean,
PewDiePie.
I started making like videos that were very similar to his. I was 13 at this point, so it's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was just making a lot of gaming videos together with my name is Stan. Another guy's name was also Stan, and we were just doing.
Oh,
gaming
so you had
videos.
Like a you had a duo channel type thing.
Yeah, it was called Epic Steen, the same channel.
Oh.
It's a combination of Stan and Stan.
So what games were you playing?
Like, literally, so you're talking about, like, Happy Wheels and stuff like
that. No way!
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe to, like, roll in the question. Did you know us at the time? Or, like, you know, maybe not PewDiePie area, but do you know of us?
As in, like...
As gamers? Like, did you know of our channels?
I mean, yeah, but later on, yeah, we've seen some collaborations also. Of course, we have you guys. We got... Quibble Cop as well. I mean,
oh, we don't. Well, that,
yeah, we don't talk about.
It's
him.
Like Voldemort. Like we don't say.
Oh,
his
we don't
name.
Say his name. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, only you two guys I know.
So what happened to the guy that you started with the gaming though?
So we had like 186 subscribers, and I was like,
nice.
I think to level up the content and actually the everything, and it was just really not working. We're still doing like high school, pretty decently high level, and we were so busy that I was like, I think it's better if I just go one way. Brownie, I change it to Brownie because my last name is not really Brownie, but I got called Brownie from a young age already because people liked it. And it rolls a bit nicer off the tongue than Browning.
Right. So, like, this is super off topic, but this is who I am. You know, like, we're going to be real here. I'm going to be me. Brownie is just a terrible name for a health influencer.
It is. But that's the fun. People, no, I mean, I didn't think it through like that, but I,
a lot it's like, you know how unhealthy brownies are?
Yeah, they're very unhealthy. Yeah.
Do you follow that brownie guy?
Jenny, you might not know this because obviously you didn't go to school, but they're not spelt the same.
Oh.
Yeah. So
he's right.
But yeah. But wait, that doesn't make sense because you say them the same way. Yeah, but
that's not how spelling works.
This is an error with the English language.
It is. Yeah. I think you're onto something here.
I think I am onto something.
Yeah, I think you are not onto anything, Jelly. I think you're onto something.
He's not
weird.
Multilingual like me. No. So he doesn't understand.
Look, anyway, by the way, so the whole theme of these sort of episodes is that they're quite quick, okay? So we're going to move quickly on. As soon as Jelly starts talking about spelling things or like anything like that, we try to move on pretty quickly. Obviously, we're at VidCon. Have you ever been to a VidCon before?
I've never. This is my first time. This is even my first time in the US.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Wait, really?
That's like a couple of things for later to ask, because that's kind of funny.
It is.
Why later?
Oh, no, because, you know, you're a Dutch guy. I'm a Dutch guy. We got a lot of things in common here. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's one.
Yeah, but I had some crazy experiences on my first trip to the US. So later in this episode, maybe I'm going to ask a couple of those.
Now I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not here to talk about Jelly. We talk about Jelly.
I'm
going to
ask him, mate. I just...
Okay, fine. Well, how's it been so far?
It's been interesting. It's been very chaotic. Like it's kind of chaotic all over the place. You see a lot of interesting people as well. But I would say it's nice so far.
Is it what you expected?
Yeah, it's very American-ish. Like you see, obviously the nice yellow school buses and the I find the toilet stalls very interesting as well. It's all new to me.
Right, but the event itself, like VidCon itself, what do you think? Because we're here shooting at the VidCon hotel.
VidCon has been pretty good to me. I mean, it's been massive. It's actually bigger than I thought it would be.
Don't speak too nicely of it. We're not paid by that.
No. Okay, no. So then I hate it. No. It's absolutely off. No, it's pretty good. Like, just at some point place, it's like kind of I was about to say, like it's not a lot of people in certain places, and in certain places fully packed. And I would say that there's definitely a quality difference between certain booths that you can actually stay at. It's like somewhere epic, somewhere.
Is there a lot of like fitness influencers at VidCon? Like, do you know them?
No.
But,
like, there's not a lot of it. Like, I'm one of the few. I feel like there's like these other events where people go to with like brands like Gymshark, MyProtein, Rain, like all these fitness brands. They have their own events, or they have FIBO, which is like a fitness event. That is massive. That's way bigger than this.
You're sponsored by Gymshark.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're wearing it right now.
I'm repping it right now.
So I'm really intrigued about this whole Gymshark thing because, as far as I am aware, correct me if I'm wrong, but the CEO of Gymshark is quite a young guy. He's our age.
Ben Francis. Yeah.
And he started this company now worth over $1 billion in this fitness industry.
Yeah, the man is like world's youngest billionaire in the UK.
And that's wow. That's the question I have on that is like, what as a fitness creator, why do you kind of go with Gymshark rather than creating your own brand?
I would say competing with, so the clothing brand is a very competitive space, like not even just fitness clothing, but clothing. And then to sort of, It's gonna be hard to be competitive with a brand like Gymshark to really sell. Obviously, I can make more money. I can do this, but it's such a good brand. They've been really good to me, and the collaboration has been nice. So I would say that my focus has been on growing the content and growing the company that I have right now as a content company rather than a clothing company. So who knows? It might come, but then it would even be faster, maybe just regular clothing.
Yeah,
interesting.
Huh. It's a cool brand, Gymshark. I got some myself.
But they only very much focus on fitness, right? Though.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
So like, do I have a shot of becoming a
Gymshark athlete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, hit me up, guys.
That was the least convincing I've ever heard in my life.
I'll run a marathon or something.
No, actually, I actually think that if you... Gymshark is really looking at people who make either like the right content. Obviously, if you have a great physique or if you look good and you make content, they are very happy as well. But if you make the right content, then they would be interested. So that you just got to prove yourself in the space already. It's not like any creators like, oh, I fitness, yeah. So give me the sponsorship.
So I got a question on being a fitness creator then. So do you think that being a fitness creator means that you have to be fit?
Kind of. I mean, yeah. I would say. I mean. I would recommend it.
You'd recommend being fit.
Yeah, if you are a fitness creator. But I mean, it's also about the story, right? How intriguing is it for someone to create a channel, be a fitness creator, but be not fit at all and document
it? It's not very convincing.
It's not, but documenting it and showing the progress. You can call yourself a fitness creator, but you start from the bottom, or you start from the start and you just, you have goals.
Weight-wise, it kind of started at the top.
It started at the top, yeah. Yeah. Normally. I mean, some people, I guess some people have like this skinny to bulked up ID. So it's like,
yeah, sure.
It's all about the story you're telling.
Or just skinny to fat. That's what Jetty's doing.
So actually, right, you're very popular on YouTube regarding your body transformation content.
Oh.
And I want to like jump into a little bit on that. So kind of just pretend like you could tell me how I should, you know, how do I transform.
What would you
my
recommend
body?
For like, yeah, a gaming YouTuber?
Yeah.
Like how could he?
So I'll tell you a little bit about like my daily activity.
Yeah, yeah. Do it.
And then you can advise him.
Yeah.
I wake up.
Good what job. Time? What time?
8:30.
Okay. That's not convincing.
8. I walk my dog.
Okay.
Yeah. Dogs. 2. I go upstairs, play video games. Mm. I go downstairs. I walk my dogs. I go to my boat.
Oh.
Yeah. I sit on my boat and do nothing.
Epic.
And then you eat as well.
Yeah. I eat food. Yeah. Occasionally. 3 times a day, usually.
Okay. 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 Yeah. And then you go to bed.
Yeah.
So how could you improve on that?
Yeah. Please tell me, man.
Obviously, one of the main things I would say is like always the things you left out were the focus on the sleep, the focus on the diet, and the focus on the workouts. They were not really present. So it's like
I love the way you put that.
It's like getting sleep is so important for everyone. It's not right. Like if you want to have a fitness and mental level that is high,
yeah,
then sleep, put it first. Have a sleep schedule with good sleep preparation to get actually you know, there's hacks to get like better sleep, you know, take a shower before going to bed and then drop your body temperature, stuff like that, but have focus on sleep, make it a priority. But then work out regularly wasn't in the schedule, so I would say work
out. It used to be. See, here's the thing, right? I move around a lot.
No, you don't.
Maybe the boat moves around a
lot.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's Jelly's version of moving around a lot. It's like he'll get in something and then that thing will move.
I like how everything you say is like, no, no.
That's
I'm
life.
Trying to make it sound better than it actually is. Yeah. You know?
So like one of the things I was actually going to ask, I know that it's basically anything that Jelly said, you could just say do the opposite and he would do well, right?
Sounds good.
So there's this whole thing, right, in the fitness world though, where... these terms you'll have to like explain them, but like you can be like natty or a fake natty.
You want to put Jelly on steroids.
Well, do you think that would work out for him?
It will probably, if you take the right ones, it will work out for everyone. But
does he actually have to work out though if he does that?
What would happen if I start taking steroids
without doing anything?
Yeah,
I mean a higher testosterone level. I mean in general, I'm not a real scientist on this level, but I don't really have an insane amount of knowledge on this, but creating a higher level of testosterone will also create a higher level of muscle mass. So you will probably gain muscle by just doing the lightest activity, but
so that's good.
Yes.
I'm selling it.
Yeah.
And so what's the bad part about
it? You will
it?
Probably die prematurely.
Okay, but aside from that, aside from dying early, yeah. Any other problems?
Yeah, there's plenty. I'm in no way recommending on a podcast. I'm definitely not staying.
Oh,
natty.
Don't worry. I'm pretty sure that we could cut this around you and make it sound like you're saying it's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Is there people?
I've not been thinking of taking steroids. Don't worry about that. I'm not doing that. That's stupid.
Are there people on YouTube? I think maybe it'd be interesting to say. Outside of fitness, are there like YouTubers that you think that aren't natural? Does that make sense?
YouTubers on steroids, question mark.
Actually, fun thing is that with steroids, because there's a lot of people that take steroids with the, I'm not sure if that is your mindset, but that have the mindset of like, can I take it and then I will change without actually doing anything? Those are the people that take it and obviously don't look the biggest because they don't really put in an insane amount of effort, but they look good, decent sometimes. And those are the people that are taking it, but you don't expect them to take it because they don't really look that insane. Right. So those are most of the time the fake natties in the world. But honestly, I don't really keep up with this sort of drama in the fitness world.
Mm.
If you would ask me about someone specifically. I mean, there has been a big thing about like YouTubers that look insane. Like there's this guy called Metas Fitness, also a friend from mine, the Gymshark. And he looked insane. People were saying like he's on steroids. But
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He just let himself, he tested himself regularly, showed everything, all the evidence.
Yeah.
He didn't change, his lifts didn't change. Because there's like two factors. Someone can look insane, but someone can also be insanely, inhumanly strong. And that's also a sign of using PEDs, performance enhancing drugs.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So there's a difference there. But he proved them wrong.
So what was his secret code?
That is actually, I'm going to give you the answer to a lot of what a lot of people will say, but genetics. You have to be gifted and work hard.
What?
So
if being a bodybuilder like you is all up to genetics?
I mean, I would actually say that the genetics of mine are just generic, but he is on the spectrum of like insane, inhuman. It's like one
more. So what you're saying is you can't be everything you want to be.
Yes. Give up everything you do right now.
Right.
Listen up, kids.
So, you know, I know you're no expert in this, but, you know, looking at my body posture, what's my genetic level on this? Like, do you think I would be able to, you know, like I flex a little
bit. That looks good, man.
Yeah.
And you say you don't do anything. You used to work out.
Actually, I've been working out a lot this year compared to the other years.
Because you look looks good, man.
I just haven't been working out since summer started.
I actually think...
Got a new boat and all... You know,
maybe you should get a gym on the boat.
It's not that big of a boat.
No. Dumbbells are nice. That's your gym then.
Just dumbbells.
Dumbbells. You can like if you.
What if I lift the boat?
And you can use it as an anchor. Coffee. You can use it as an anchor if you need to.
Oh, yeah. great advice, Josh, Mr. Fisherman.
Okay, all right.
What about Josh's genetics? We're only talking about me here.
I mean,
so Josh, can you please? You know what, Josh? You know. This is your moment to flex.
No, I mean, I don't.
Flex.
No. I'm not going to flex. No.
We're here with a fitness influencer. Come on, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I mean,
the viewers want to know.
I mean, I've been working out like a little bit for like since like October
daily.
Last year. Yeah. So I used to work out loads, but I work out, I work out 4 times a week at the moment.
That is good.
And then I play squash twice a week.
That's an active. You're active, man.
Yeah, and so I work out in the morning every single morning.
That's why it's always late to my recording sessions. But
yeah, tell me, do you feel better now?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel fitter. I've lost like 10 kg since October.
And that's what fitness is about, like to me at least. And this is also like for the channel and stuff like that. It's about motivating people to just do stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of not doing anything, and I feel like you can guarantee that you will feel better. You can guarantee someone you will feel 100%.
He feels lighter.
Yeah.
Easier.
You know, it's a little bit easier getting up the stairs.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's funny though, because at the beginning I couldn't really even do like a pull up, and now I can do maybe like 8 pull ups.
Solid.
The bicep one, or the
wide
back
grip,
one?
Wide grip, like front.
Chin up or pull up.
Like this one.
Well, he's doing this one.
Yeah,
that's the good one.
That's the difficult one.
From majority of people, that's the difficult one.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even do one in the beginning. I think I've been doing like that and kind of working out. But
yeah.
I don't make. I think like the big difference for me is that I made like a life change. I wasn't trying to like work out as like a one off or like trying to get like a summer body. I kind of was like, I want a better routine and a better system. So I was like, what could work for me? Okay, I got a personal trainer who I work out with 4 times a week. They come to my house. I got a gym. And that just happens before my day starts. And like now I can't even, and I joke, but I can't even cancel because he turns up at my door every morning. So
it's like, what are you doing?
I can't.
You think there's something more important than this?
Yeah, exactly.
Smart.
So it kind of works
out. I like that
out.
Too. I had a trainer as well for a month when I was in another country. But I mean, it was amazing. I love having a trainer.
The big thing as well that I did. So I also I started tracking my calories. And at the beginning, basically, I figured out what my BMR was.
Yes.
Jelly, still trying to break the microphone.
I'm just fixing it.
I figured out my BMR, and I see what you think about this, but basically I just ate my BMR.
I mean, that's your maintenance. So the maintenance calories, the calories that your body is burning every single day.
And that was it. So I basically just stayed there. And then so anytime I worked out or played squash or something, my view was that I was going to burn fat effectively, right?
And but so burn, you calculated or you seen your BMR, and then from then you
started, and as my started, weight dropped, I recalculated it.
Okay, and then you started working out. From that point, you started working out.
Yeah, so any of my workouts plus obviously just day to day, that was my burn, the way I looked at it.
That's smart, because that is kind of true. If you use your BMR from before you were working out or fit or whatever, then everything you do on top of that is going to be, you can take it. That's one way to do it.
That's just the way I picked.
Some people might say, like, if you want to just lose weight, you can also calculate or track the calories you're eating, and then be like, all right, if my maintenance is like 2,500 calories, then I want to eat 300 calorie deficit, so it's gonna be 2,200 calories. Yeah. But you were just doing like hard work.
Yeah. I just set some rules and I just follow those, and it works better for me like that.
And it worked.
Yeah, well,
it worked.
It's working. I think it's a work in progress.
Regarding diet, both Josh and I are peskies.
What do you think about that?
I mean,
how does that go with our, you know,
last person we told on the podcast that we were pescatarians was a chef, and he got very angry at us.
So. Yeah.
I mean, it's what works for everyone. I mean, do you get your protein in?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't calculate it like Josh does, but I feel fine. Yeah.
It's all about if you feel good. I'd say
I eat a type of meat every day.
A type. What does that mean?
Fish.
That's a fish.
Yeah, fish is meat, right?
Yeah.
Is it not?
I would say it's...
it's not called meat, but technically it is.
It's a meat of it. Yeah. Okay, sure. Let's approach it like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I call it that. So I'd say consume a good amount of protein. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, for if your goal is muscle building and you just got to hit your protein, you got to hit the calories that you set your goals to. And besides that, if you feel good and it works for you, I mean, I've talked to someone who's just like...
Only eating meat.
He only eats meat. Yeah.
Just red meat.
He cooks it. Some stuff is raw, but he cooks it.
Damn.
But it's the only thing he ate.
That must be flavorless eventually.
I followed his diet for a day, and we ate like hard liver and cow tongue. And we also ate a lot of ground beef and eggs. So he's...
Well, hang on. Let's roll it back. Sorry, you ate what?
Cow tongue?
Cow tongue.
Cow tongue.
How did that feel?
That was an interesting...
Did the cow have to say anything about it?
He didn't. No, I mean, I think he spoke later on. No. Nothing. But no, it was an interesting diet. I would not do it myself, but it worked for him. And he preached that as well. It's like, whatever works for you, whatever you feel best at productivity wise, but also in your workouts, performance wise, in your daily life. If it works, it works.
So is that like a genetic thing? Like that just won't work for some other people?
It might not work for some other people because they might feel hungry the entire time, or they might have no energy, because your energy, like on average, people get it from carbs, obviously. So they get the energy from carbs, but now he had to get into a ketosis.
I'm just thinking right now, right? Listening to you speak here, are you more of a content creator or more of like a fitness guy?
I always say I'm a content creator first. That's also how I started, because I started gaming.
Right. So when you were a gamer, were you fit?
No.
What?
No, I was 13. So and I was fat.
What made you do... I still don't quite get, like, what was that transition from gaming to like fitness? Where did that really come from?
That's a good question. It came from, basically, I started with gaming. I never gamed. I just loved watching gaming videos on YouTube, and I was like, that's what I want to do. But before that, I was already like at 9 grabbing a camera and trying to recreate iCarly, the TV, like the show.
The one I was on.
Were you on it?
No, he wasn't.
Freddie Benson.
Oh, yeah.
Stop derailing it, Jelly.
Kind of get it. But yeah, no, I also get the question. Gaming wasn't necessary for me, so I switched to also like sketches, type of acting, writing stuff already on the channel. Didn't do really well. Then I switched to kind of that and vlogs, but it was just all shit. but I at some point got in contact with like fitness. My best friend, who was also here at VidCon, he introduced me to fitness.
Blue guy.
The blue shirt guy.
Blue shirt guy.
Blue shirt guy.
So is the blue shirt guy part of your channel? Like,
he's part of the channel. Yeah.
So do you like employ him, or is he? Like,
he's employed in the company.
He's the blue shirt guy. What are you talking about, Josh?
But like, does he own a piece of the channel?
He owns a piece of we have also workout stuff related, so we have workout course and stuff, and he owns a big part of that. Yeah.
Is that something that viewers would like know, or like do you ever talk about that sort of stuff, or
about the
behind the scenes, like blue shirt guy owning some part, like, or being involved?
No, we don't really talk about that, but we talk about a lot of stuff as is like it's a project we are doing. Cool.
Wait, what's blue shirt guy's name?
Aryan.
Okay, Aryan.
That's Aryan. A very Dutch name.
Very Dutch name, yeah. Well,
how would you say that in English?
Not Aryan.
Actually, that's the English version.
Aryan, yeah. So that's some people Aryan. Arjun, yeah. But Aryan.
But in Dutch, it's
Aryan.
Aryan?
Aryan.
Not Aryan.
No.
Maybe getting stuck on blue shirt guy.
Blue shirt guy.
Right.
Yeah. So
I met him. He's a nice guy.
He's a really nice guy.
He's also a bit buff.
He's very buff.
You know, it's honestly kind of intimidating walking up to you guys. I'm like, fuck, these guys could beat me up.
We are the least violent person people you will ever meet. But
do you have like competition, like real competition between you and Blue Shirt Guy?
Strength wise.
Yeah, or, like who's stronger?
We definitely like to challenge, like we challenge by everything.
But
right?
who's stronger?
I would say he is stronger in push strength, I'm stronger in pull strength.
That's actually I have no idea what that means.
So you can push and pull each other.
So I can pull more weight, and he can push probably more. Or he's stronger with like push skills and stuff like that. So if you ask him to do the crazy like handstand push-ups or you got 90, you don't even know these terms, but it doesn't matter. But
so you can lay next to each other on a bench press, and you can push it up, and then he can pull it down.
The other way around, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, oh, that's so cute.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a great couple. That's what we do. Yeah. Couple gains. Yeah.
So maybe, you know, what was it like then? First time US, you know, now I want to know. I feel like, you know,
you teased the VidCon conversation.
We teased it. You know, we're here in a hotel room. It's clearly American. We've got carpeting.
Do you have like a special someone in your life?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Okay. So, do you feel like you've?
Why
had,
are you saying that?
Is it?
Yeah, I was a bit confused.
What type of special person is it? A girl? Is it a boy? Or is it what?
It's a girl. It's,
so do you feel like coming over to the US, being like a fitness YouTuber, you get like a lot of attraction from people because you're in the fitness thing, which is all about how you look.
The main attention I get on anything is mainly from guys. It's like it's my audience is 90-95% guys.
Really?
Yeah. Because I mean, we make, I wouldn't say necessarily content for the male sex, but mainly we do, because it's like how compared to most people,
you're not doing
yoga. No, how many people are interested? How many females are interested in seeing guys
bodybuilding,
pull ups, or bodybuilding, or like
two
like,
dudes like, up, yeah, getting sweaty
pull-up
together?
Challenge.
Yeah, I mean, okay. That's
so
fine.
So I don't really really notice that.
So you didn't get to the States and there was like a flood of American fans just ready to.
Oh yeah, there was. Yeah, 100%. There was.
Did you do a meet and greet here?
No, I didn't. No.
So, but like whenever you meet fans, are they also quite buffed?
Sometimes they are. Oh yeah, I mean, I've met a lot of people here. Apparently, a lot of people watch the videos here. I
that's awesome.
You know, you can find that out on your app. You know where the people watch from. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, okay. I know. He's a YouTube genius.
He's crazy.
I'm a strategist.
But that's kind of funny though, right? Because I guess you've inspired a lot of these people to become like, you're like really fit.
That's cool, actually.
Yeah. So you meet him in real life, and they're like, you're kind of like offended because he's bigger than you.
You know,
it has happened. And that's the thing. What is so cool about what we do? Like we can make a short literally. And a year later, someone can come up to us. Like, I've been working out ever since that short, cause it inspired me to do a challenge. And then I was like, shit, this is actually funny. And then you start.
This is actually great. Cause you inspire people to get healthy, get fit. And me and Jetty, we inspire people to play video games and get fat. So it's like, it's a great combo.
This is just
you give me a job now.
Yeah. So we can send our viewers to you to get fit, and then once they're fit, you send them to us, and we get them fat again.
And then we just do the it's a circle of life, yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. So what's like the age range of your viewership then?
We meet people in real life and get messages from people from 13 to 70 year old. It's like crazy. Oh. But the average is, I would say, so YouTube says more towards the like 25, 30, but I would say it's definitely lower. Yeah. It's like 18 is the average age.
Okay.
18 to 20. But there, like a lot of people that are, might have noticed that as well. Like there's more 15 year olds coming up to you because they just have no shame. So they're just like, hey, what's up? But if there's like a 25 year old, He's like, oh, I know these guys, but he's not necessarily asking for a photo.
Yeah. They're not so shy. They just don't really care.
They're not like, oh, I'm going to do anything with this
it's
photo.
It's him. Cool.
Yes.
Moving on.
Exactly. So that's more like the vibe. But there's definitely a good amount of people. Like, I mean, we just had the guard of the VidCon building here just come up to me and be like, hey, I saw you. I started working out and stuff
really?
Like that. When I ran up to this room, that's why I was 2 minutes later.
Wow. See, I don't get those kind of cool things.
Yeah, definitely not the guards.
I don't get the inspiration thing, I think. I mean, of course, people are like, you help me through a tough time.
Which is
equally but very rewarding.
Our version of helping people through a tough time is helping them avoid thinking about the tough time.
Yeah, yeah. So we're like, you know, we're just playing video games, having fun. And so they get to focus on something else for those 15 minutes.
Whereas yours is the opposite. Yeah,
you're fighting for like a life-changing event.
It's like, and it's like the way I approach the channel as well. It's just we never really talk about anything. We don't really focus on this as well, but controversial, anything. It's just all about having something fun, making it a challenge, making it fun, making it epic. People can join or be like, hey, I can do that. And indeed, sometimes make a life-changing 90-day transformation documentary.
So what about throughout the, can I say the word?
What word?
Pandemic.
No, you just, well, now you've said it. So, I mean,
that's not the word though.
We don't know.
What about throughout the pandemic, right? Like, obviously, as gamers, we saw a huge boom in viewership because schools were closed. But I can imagine it's the same thing for fitness influencers because people just got more time on their hands.
It actually was. Yeah. So before I was already doing, I shifted the con a little bit. It was doing pretty well.
Yeah.
But then when it hit.
Apparently, if you say it quietly, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Don't flag us down, YouTube. We'll come after you.
They're downstairs, actually. We can go talk to them.
Yeah.
We won't come after you.
Oh.
So when that happened, when that hit, the certain videos just went crazy. So a lot of, because it's not just fitness that we do. We do more specific, even like body weight stuff. So we do a lot of stuff with body weight as well. And this is what obviously during a pandemic, you can actually do this at home.
Yeah.
So the challenge I created, I saw this crazy video of a Got Talent in Ukraine or something like that. And it was like a guy doing most push-ups in 30 seconds or 1 minute, whatever. And I was like, I can beat that. So I just did most push-ups in 30 seconds. That video just hit 5 million views, 9 million views so fast.
Wow.
Just because people, they could do it as well.
Now, there's another slightly controversial push-up video you did. It's actually a live stream.
Oh, that's a fun one, yeah?
So
maybe he could...
I was just browsing around Stan's channel, and I saw something that I thought looked a little fake.
Can you tell us a bit more about that?
I can definitely tell you a little bit more about that. So I just got exposed here, right here.
Fitness influencer, not really fit?
Actually, that is it. That is it. They got me. So it was uploaded on... I was about to say April 1st, but actually it was a moment where my channel was about to hit 1 million subscribers. So I uploaded a live stream with a subscriber counter, and I wanted to do something live. So I was like, what is fun? I like editing a lot. So we did some... I like After Effects. I like editing. I like playing around with that. So... we had already fooled the viewers a few times, fooled the internet a few times, what was quite fun to do. So I thought, what if we do a live, we make it look live, doing a lot of push-ups, just hit, a million push-ups in a row. Just keep going. People have no clue. Live stream counter on the side with a subscriber counter there. And let's see when people catch on, right? And we did that. We created an entire loop with a lot of masking. So you have people walking in and out, and you saw me doing pushups, but in reality, I only did like, I don't know, 60 pushups or something like that.
That's still pretty good, to be fair.
and I mean, compared to 1 million.
Yeah, true.
And they were like, at some point they caught on also because it was a loop, of course, literal loop. Like we had a 2 minute video that was completely custom and that looped itself as well. So it has a loop within a loop.
Yeah.
And then it was pretty, I mean, you caught on, you thought it was fake, but also because it's obviously unrealistic.
Well, how long was that video?
It was like 8 hours.
So you did 8 hours of push-ups.
Yeah. For real.
And your arms are still on.
Do we have any idea what like the most... push up someone's
there's a world record in 24 hours and it hasn't been broken in 38 years or 40 years, so it's a bit suspicious because all cameras, but the record is like I think the record's close to 40,000 pushups in a row. Unbroken.
In 24 hours.
In 24 hours, unbroken.
40,000 pushups.
And it's so, you know, like,
I can barely do three.
That's like.
Is that? Have we had that fact checked, producer?
It's 46,000.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
It's even more.
It's even more, yeah. So there you go. I think that guy did have rest, but there was this guy who was like unbroken. But these are all such old records that people, like, I have serious doubt about them being real, because they were confirmed so long ago. And as we've seen with old records, they don't stand very long because the human species are getting, they're evolving. Yeah, we're getting better and better, right?
Yeah.
We're always setting the bar higher and higher. We think we can't beat this Olympic record. It's broken the next year. Mm. And that's what happens.
It's funny, actually. Your kind of the content that you make does revolve around obviously doing crazier and crazier things. It's something we discussed before, but it's like, you sometimes, do you feel like you have to make like a crazier video like each time?
Yeah.
Is that terrifying?
When does it end?
It's kind of terrifying in a way where it is also exciting, of course, because it's, you have to set the bar higher for yourself. But at some point, we have sometimes such cool ideas, but we're like, this is not a step up from another video we did. So it's like hard to sort of justify that upload, right?
Yeah.
So we recently did a marathon obstacle course. So it was like 42 kilometers of obstacles and running. That is, it took us like 8-9 hours also, because we also had to record a video during this. It was insane, and it was one of the hardest things we did. But to top that, it's going to be very hard to top that as an obstacle course video.
Ironman obstacle course.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, if you top that, then that's the next thing.
Yeah, and there's
then,
always like, do you ever get worried?
I will die.
Do you get worried that you're? Yeah, I was about to say, like, you're at one point, your body is just not going to keep up with the craziness of challenges.
I feel like I take care in most ways, really good care of my body, which I can handle a lot. I'm very serious about sleep, diet, working out, but yeah, at some point my legs started cramping up. I mean, I have terrible, terrible, like at least cardio in that way where it's like my muscles are not used to like running 42 kilometers. I'd never ran a marathon before, but we decided to do it plus an obstacle course. So I got cramps like 10 kilometers in because of dehydration and just, but so I had to 32 kilometers walk with cramps. It's not good for your body.
No.
No.
But do you ever worry that sometimes at some point you could get injured and that would stop you from being able to make content?
That is a huge risk.
Because we don't really have
like,
to...
Well, the injury I could have is like break my pinky. You know?
But even then you could probably get away with making some
absolutely.
Content.
Absolutely.
I think, and I believe fitness, it's a very, really good question. I believe fitness is mainly like, I can tell so many stories with fitness that I won't be out of content very fast. I also make 90-day challenges, which is revolves around other people transforming their body.
Yeah, that's good.
You're kind of more the host.
I'm kind of more the host, yeah.
I did say he's kind of like the Mr. Beast, the fitness stuff, you know?
Is that like...
So I'm saying like Mr. Beast more of a host.
Are you the biggest channel in the fitness?
There's definitely bigger fitness channels also because of like tutorial channels. They grow like crazy. Yeah. Because if you have
entertaining content.
Then there's not a lot of entertaining. And actually, I feel like there's a lot of people that are now pretty big. They started because they saw some of the style content that we did before. Ooh. So they started. And they are doing like some...
Is there people that have copied your style?
I wouldn't say copy. They've just been inspired and took their own twist. Because it also makes me more creative and have to think outside of the box more. Because yeah. I feel that's like good. They definitely making the space better rather than just me being the only one.
Any competition is good competition.
Yeah.
Mm. Right?
Yeah. It also means that the space is growing. Like there's more and more interest. Fitness is one of the, like, it's such a fast growing hobby and lifestyle. Yeah. There's so many people doing it, but there's also so many people still not focusing on, it's like, I feel like a few percent of the world is really into that right now. Yeah. And it can be so many more.
It's definitely growing, right?
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
So do you sell like a course?
We sell a 90-day challenge course, which is very aimed at you can join at any level, but it's mainly aimed at people that start out. They want to have everything laid out for the next 90 days. Mm. And we're talking about through a lot of basic stuff in terms of get to know you talked about your BMR and stuff like that. We focus on diet, focus on calories, but also the workouts. Start off with something that you can actually maintain 3 times a week, only an hour to an hour and a half workouts, mainly like an hour and 10 minute workout actually.
Yeah.
full body 3 times a week. We talk about progression, how you challenge yourself, and that is laid out for 90 days.
It seems like
maintaining is hard.
It seems, I feel like it's difficult to find a fitness YouTuber that doesn't sell a course.
Oh, it's gonna be tough, but
this is an easy one. What would we sell, Josh? How to play video games? I mean, I suck.
We can't play video games. Like, we suck at video games.
What am I gonna sell?
No, how to suck at video games?
Yeah, well,
I'm not sure anyone would buy that.
I don't think you need to be taught that. Like,
right?
How it would page one would be like, just go play a video game. They'd be like, there you go. You suck.
How much would we ask for it?
I don't know. How much do you ask for your course?
Our course is $89.
God, yeah, courses are
expensive. It's $1 a day.
It's basically $1 a day, yeah. And there's sometimes sales, of course, but
except for the last day, that's free.
That course, yeah. That
I guess it's just like merch, though, right? That's the
whole.
But
that course has been like that course is, if you compare what the value is to what it adds to most people, it's like it's not that expensive.
Well, it's like 1 month gym membership, right? Like kind of.
That could be like $90.
There's expensive gys. There's like gyms $20-$30. So that's like.
A personal
trainer is like 65 to 100, like $80 an hour.
Yeah. I mean, there are some people that make these fitness courses and like they're just not very good though, right? Yeah,
I wanted to mention like
people charge like $3,000 for courses sometimes.
Exactly. And our course is not a PDF. Our course is just built into a platform with an insane. We spent a year making this course. Mm. So we spent
not 90 days.
No, we should have made a 90-day challenge. No, but we hired designers. We hired more people also to fill in and help with the diet, the knowledge, but also the just creating the platform. And it's been a ride. It's been very good. We're now also working on an app. So just like we're gonna
the Stan Brownie app.
We're gonna appify the 90-day challenge. So it's gonna be the 90-day challenge app.
That's awesome. Okay. Day one.
Yes, you're gonna have your next 90 days laid out for you, and you can have all your parameters, all your variables. You can have it put in. Like, what's your goal? Is the goal is to gain muscle, gain strength?
It's like Duolingo, but for fitness.
Yes. And if you don't finish the one day, if you didn't get your workout in, you gotta
streak over again, man.
You gotta watch. Nah.
It's like an angry bird that just comes and beats you up if you don't do it.
That's the meme with Duolingo. Yeah.
That'd be pretty good, you know. I might buy that app.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you could buy the course, Jedi. There you go.
I'll go for the app.
The app is gonna be really good.
Yeah, that's fun. I struggle with maintaining, you know. Like now here you're traveling, right? United States, first time, you know, the diet, the food thing's much more difficult.
It's
here.
Super.
How
difficult.
Do you maintain this stuff, man?
It's super.
It's
difficult.
Just cheeseburger and French fries.
We just went to what's it called again? IHOP.
Oh yeah,
bro.
We went there.
You know that's open 24 hours a day.
We actually went there with a reason, because we could actually create our own omelet there and protein pancakes.
Oh,
they literally had that.
Oh, you're talking about it positively. I thought they weren't healthy.
I chose it.
Protein pancakes?
I chose it for this. So it was like in a negative way, like here at VidCon, everything has been just fried burgers, everything.
Yeah.
And then we came, any of the stands here, it's all just fried. So I mean, and it's all about having like, obviously it's always having a balance, right? Know what you're getting into. That's why I also, know what you're putting into your body. Cause that's why I also preach like, you don't have to always track your calories, but at least do it for 90 days straight.
Well, this type of food, become aware.
Become aware.
Yeah. It ain't gonna make you feel good, you know, this type of food.
No.
It ain't.
I've actually said that when I first started. It's a lot of people just think that they just eat like 2,500 calories. But it's wild how you can, without realizing, eat 4,000 calories and still get to the end of the day and be like, I feel a bit peckish. Like, it's just crazy.
And that's especially here. The calories, they were like asking for tonight if we wanted to go to this Italian place. And I was like, let me guess. It's going to be just pasta with zero protein and like 1,500 calories. And they were like, we're looking at it. And it's like, wrong. It's 2,000 calories.
Oh, my God. See, it's actually funny. Me and Josh this morning, we went to we actually decided we're not going to eat here. Well, for breakfast anyway. Oh, like, okay. If we have to, we will. But for breakfast, we have a little bit of a choice. So we decided, you know, we're taking an Uber. We're getting out of here. We're going to a separate, nicer place. All right, where they serve healthy food.
Yeah, I found it pretty difficult here in the US, but we're
learning. We can give you a little some tips and tricks.
Okay,
there.
Okay, okay.
I had a delicious avocado toast this morning with a beautiful poached egg and some sun-dried tomatoes.
There you go. That's good. That's healthy.
And you thought that wasn't going to be enough for you, actually, this time.
Yeah, and you know what?
That's actually such a great point, though.
It's filled me up, man.
Isn't that so funny, though, how... Because it looked small on your plate, you were like,
yeah,
that's not going to be enough.
Already, I'm in America. What's this?
Yeah. Already primed your brain to be like, there's not going to be enough.
That's good. Anyway, I think that's what we're going to have to wrap up, Jelly, because that's half time.
Stan Brownie, I appreciate you coming on. I had a lot of fun.
I hope you enjoyed your podcast experience.
It was great. I mean, I hope you guys liked it as well.
Yeah.
If it suits your lifestyle, we can have a couple of drinks later.
I have never...
Protein shakes.
Like, I don't drink at all. Never.
Water?
I don't drink water. No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, is that a secret tip? Water. Secret tip.
Yeah. The secret tip is drink your water. Always drink water at all. Stay hydrated.
That's a great point to leave on.
Thanks for joining us, Stan.
Thank you so much for having me.